I'd like to ask you to turn to Galatians chapter 5 by way of invitation this evening. The latter part of the fifth chapter. Many of you are familiar with the actual teaching that is done in chapter 5 by the Apostle Paul as he contrasts the lust of the flesh with the fruit of the Spirit, indicating that the two are contrary to one another. They are at war with one another. And the idea is that as Christians, we are to not involve ourselves in those lusts of the flesh. That if we allow the fruit of the Spirit to gain ascendancy in our lives, then we'll stop doing the things that are characteristic of the worldly man. And so you'll notice in verse 24, the statement made that those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. And he makes this summary statement that is, it's relatively subtle. He says in verse 25, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. But in actuality, is a rather bold statement. The sentiment, if we were to put it in more common terms, is you say you're a Christian, now act like it. Or not, don't just walk the walk or talk the talk, but walk the walk. And that's basically what is being said in this particular text. So we have a relationship with Christ. If that is the case, then we are to walk in that way as a sanctified individual, as one who's been set apart, one who is led by the Spirit. So when you get into the sixth chapter, as really the sentiment expressed continues, the thought continues, about the responsibility that we have and what our responsibility is, as expressed there in verse 5, each one shall bear his own load. I want you to notice what is said in verses 7 and 8 of the text. Do not be deceived, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. So that draws this lusting of the flesh against the Spirit and the Spirit against the flesh into sharp focus. He's telling them this for a reason. Why is it so important for you to put these various attributes, these things that are authored by the Spirit, into your character? And so that you don't do those things that are characteristic of the world, because if you do those things that are characteristic of the world, you'll lose your soul as a result of it. You will reap corruption instead of reaping everlasting life, which is the end of those who are sowing to the Spirit. And so in verse 9, to conclude, he says, let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap in the doing of good. We'll reap our reward if we do not lose heart. And so as we have opportunity, let us do good to all. So that is the call for us as Christians. For invitation this evening, it can be extended to those who are Christians, and it is basically that. We invite you, we exhort you, we admonish you, if you are a Christian, to act like a Christian ought to act. And if there is anything that is amiss in your life that you want to repent of publicly, any encouragement that we can give you or offer you, any prayer that we can offer on your behalf, then we are certainly willing to assist you in any way we can. It may be that there is one in our number who's not a child of God and desires to become one this evening. If you're willing to repent of your sins and confess Him as Lord and be baptized to have your sins washed away, because of your faith in Him, you can rise to walk in newness of life. Whatever your need may be, the invitation is extended to you. If we can help you or assist you in any way, would you come? While together we stand and sing.